This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Vic and M, Emily Tresidder.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
We are very different people, right?
It's true. It's very true.
Yeah, we love each other very much, but we're very different.
And we have the same haircut right
hey,
now.
Hey, you stole it from me? It was mine first?
I'm not even trying to deny that. I absolutely did that.
But one of the things that we do not have in common is our TV watching and streaming.
It's very true.
What you when I bumped into you in the street before we got here, you were watching something on your phone.
Yes.
Like you were literally walking along mm-hmm. and watching a TV show on yes. your phone.
The thing about my TV habits is my housemates think that I should be ashamed of them, and therefore I am. So I don't really watch. I don't really
I mean,
like
I don't
to
agree with you, but like, don't be ashamed.
No, I'm not really. I it's just hard because I have had a lot of things on and I know that no one else wants to watch what I watch with me. So sure. I have to do it at times when I'm by myself.
So what were you watching?
The Circle on Netflix. I spoke about it last week.
Did speak about it last week. It's a reality TV show, right?
Correct, yeah. And new episodes come out every week. So okay. it's a waiting game, you know? It's actually like sure, being in an sure, old sure, school sure. situation where TV is weekly.
For sure.
Not into that, to be honest.
I've been watching my own not reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got real people in it, so yeah. I guess technically it's a reality show. I've been watching people play Dungeons & Dragons live on YouTube.
What the actual...
Not live, sorry. It's edited together and everything like that. But I've been watching and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so technically we are both watching reality television.
Technically.
Although you're...
My people are pretending to be elves and stuff.
Correct.
But, you know.
I really don't understand kind of how that works.
Really?
Yeah, I mean Dungeons and Dragons, not YouTube. I get how YouTube works.
Right, I was gonna. Well, it's a company that was set out up in 2005 or six.
All right, show off. yeah, I don't really understand. But why are you watching it? For what reason?
Because I like it. Also, I want to do a Dungeons and Dragons podcast, but that's gonna be later. But
right.
but it's so much fun. Like it's
is it actually?
Yeah, it's people. It's. I just realized what I was gonna say, and I was like, it's like improv, but I. Oh no.
Why? I don't understand.
Well, I'm not a greatest fan of improv.
Right.
I mean, it's fine, but, you know. But
turns out, surprise, you are a fan of it.
I love it. It's people just sitting around creating stories.
That's literally reality television.
I
don't know how you can tell me that you don't love The Circle.
I mean, I guess that's a good... I've never watched The Circle. I don't know. Maybe I do love it.
I actually got a message from someone saying that they finally understand why I love reality television so much because they started watching The Circle.
And they've been binging The Circle?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I should finish my D&D watching.
Give it a go.
And give The Circle a go.
Why not?
All right. Now I have to watch reality TV.
Honestly, I think that one day we should have like a swapsies where like you take
I would love to see you watch some
phone and I'll take yours and then we just like sort of investigate how we feel about each other's content.
Okay. All right.
I do have exciting news though. Uh-huh. There is a brand new series of X on the Beach.
Yay.
However, uh-huh. it's amazing.
Okay.
Not, this is controversial. Mm-hmm. It's not on a beach.
Well, then why do they call it that?
It's called X on the Beach Peak Love, and it's in New Zealand in the snowy mountains.
I was going to say, it better be on a mountain.
If absolutely
it's not
on a mountain.
What are we doing?
But super, super wonderful gender diverse cast this season, which I think is amazing because it's been far too...
heteronormative?
Yes, up until this point.
Well, I mean, the D&D YouTube videos that I've been watching have also, there's like... non-binary people, men, women, everyone. It's great.
Yeah, I love it.
I mean,
there you go. That's a similarity in the content that we're...
One of the characters that the non-binary person is playing in the new arc that I'm just about watching plays a trans man.
Cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it so much.
Perfect.
Also, that D&D, like, it's set in New York. It's not mm-hmm. like old world fantasy, New York, like, you know, thing. It's New York. So,
right.
You know... D&D can be whatever you want it to be, Emily.
New York, New Zealand, there's another similarity.
Maybe they could set it on a beach.
I've done it again.
I love it.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.